Bhakti Vinod Thakur in this wonderful prayer is glorifying the names of Lord Chaitanya. We find herein that so many of the Lord's names are in relationship to his loving devotees. Krishna is Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Vasudev, Devaki Nandan, Gopinath, Radharaman. We find that when the Lord, not only when he descends into this world, but in the original supreme spiritual world, he is most intimately addressed according to the loving relationships he has with his devotees. Because that is what this spiritual world is about. Bhakti means relationship. It means devotional service. Bhakti means the pure heart reciprocating its love with the object of its worship. That is bhakti. And the essence of bhakti is prem, which is the original constitutional nature of the eternal self. To understand Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nitya Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatan Goswami, this is the very fundamental, foundational principle of knowledge. That we have a relationship with God. And that relationship is eternal. The relationship is to give pleasure to the Lord. And that process is called bhakti, or devotional service. We are prakriti. Krishna is purusha. We are not meant to enjoy. We are eternally, by nature, designed to be enjoyed by the supreme enjoyer, Krishna. Krishna Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And each and every part and parcel of him is also Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But what is the nature of that bliss? Krishna's bliss is he is the supreme reservoir of all pleasure. The bliss of the soul is in giving pleasure to Krishna. And when we give pleasure to Krishna, because it is based on relationship, Krishna reciprocates and gives us supreme pleasure. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains the principle of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is that place where nobody cares anything for their own pleasure. Specifically, Kaviraj Goswami explains the quality of the love of the gopis. Gopis, they never, ever, ever consider their own satisfaction. They are only concerned with Krishna's satisfaction. They're willing to go to hell for all of eternity if it will give Krishna even a moment of pleasure. That is ahoitaki aprutihata. Unconditional, unmotivated service. And it is only that state that the soul finds real satisfaction. In this material world, we are being cheated by illusion to think that we are to find happiness through personal enjoyment. The senses, the mind, the false ego may find some temporary flickering satisfaction by these pleasures, but these pleasures do not even touch the soul, which is the essence of our true self. The only thing, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, that can give pleasure to the soul is unconditional, unmotivated devotional service. That means the wholesale conclusion that Krishna is the enjoyer and I am simply meant for his enjoyment. As long as we have desire for any selfish enjoyment, we must take another birth again in this material world. But by the mercy of Sri Bhagavan, when we are cleansed of those anarthas, then we can go beyond material existence. The Advaitavads, or the impersonalists, they extinguish their worldly desires for temporary enjoyment. And therefore they can go beyond the realm of the Viraja into the Brahmajyoti, where they remain in a completely desireless condition. However, because the nature of the soul is love, prema pumarta mahan, the nature of the soul is to love and to be loved. Those living entities within the Brahmajyoti are always subjected to look for that pleasure of love. And if they do not understand the higher realm of love in Vaikuntha, then they must fall down again to express that desire in material creation. But the full-fledged understanding of desirelessness is to surrender all of our desires for the satisfaction of Krishna. We find that in the Vaikuntha planets. And the deepest, most concentrated realization of pure devotional service is manifested in Vrindavan, Krishna's eternal abode. And here we find the description of gopis. They never, for a moment, think of their own protection, their own pleasure, their own satisfaction. Their eternal aspiration is only to please Krishna. Srimati Radharani prays that my life is only for Krishna's pleasure. If I have to suffer the most terrible heartbreaks, if I have to suffer in any way to give Krishna pleasure, that suffering will be my greatest happiness. Because my happiness is only Krishna's happiness. If Krishna wants to leave me and be with another lady, then I will go and I will render service to that lady. And I will take her by the hand and bring her to Krishna so that Krishna can be happy. That is the selfless nature of love. Unconditional. And that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the world. This understanding. When Krishna sees how Sri Radha and Gopis are finding bliss in giving him happiness, he's astounded. Because he's reciprocating so deeply, so spontaneously with the love of his devotees that he's giving them happiness. Krishna says, he's actually thinking this way, it's in our scripture. Krishna's thinking that I am the supreme reservoir of all pleasure, but when I see Srimati Radharani's happiness in pleasing me, I understand that her happiness is tens and millions of times greater than my own. I want to taste that. There is the Ashraya and the Vishaya. Krishna is Vishaya. He is the object of love. And the devotee is Ashraya, the abode of love. And Krishna reciprocates so infinitely with his devotees' love that he gives devotees supreme pleasure. Therefore, in the spiritual world, everyone is satisfied. There is no envy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das, 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 Anu Das. I don't want anything except to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Because there's nothing that pleases Krishna more than pleasing his devotees. Mad Bhakta Puja Pirika. Therefore, Krishna is called upon according to his loving relationships with his devotees. He loves his devotees so much. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Therefore, you cannot please Krishna directly. You can only please Krishna by giving satisfaction to his devotees. That is the secret of real happiness. It appears contradictory. You can only find personal happiness when you have no desire for it. That is love. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his ecstasy, he is expressing how dear the Lord is to the devotees and how dear the devotees are to the Lord. And I'm just looking at one particular line. Haridasa Modana Dhira. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gladdens Haridas Thakur. How he gladdens Haridas Thakur. So we will speak on this subject today. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gladdens Haridas Thakur. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, in this particular narration, we can understand very clearly how much the Lord loves his devotees. What the Lord is willing to do for his devotees. How the Lord is intoxicated in ecstasy by the love of his devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was living in Puri during the last 18 years of his Leela, his ecstasies of separation from Krishna were growing every day more and more and more. During the day, he would perform Nam Sankirtan with his devotees. And during the night, in the company of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, his love and separation would grow beyond the boundaries of human conception. He would simply hear the names and glories of the Lord throughout the night. In this way, he spent his time. always reciprocating with his devotees. One day, by Lord Chaitanya's arrangement, his personal servitor, Govinda, brought Sri Jagannath's Mahaprasad to the Siddha Bakula, the bhajan kutir of Srila Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came into Haridas Thakur's garden, he found that Haridas was laying on the ground, very slowly chanting the holy names. Govinda said, "Haridas, I have brought the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath on Lord Chaitanya's command. Please come and accept it." Haridas Thakur looked up and with a very sad voice, he said, "I have not yet finished my prescribed rounds of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Therefore, I cannot eat. But at the same time, this is Jagannath's Mahaprasad. I must honor and respect it." So Haridas Thakur bowed down with folded hands, offering prayers to the prasad, and then took a very tiny portion and honored that. Srila Prabhupada explains herein how prasad means the Lord's favor. It should never be considered ordinary food. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead's favor upon the living being that he bestows the remnant of his mercy to not only satisfy their taste, their health, but to purify their hearts, to awaken their dormant love. That is the power of prasad. So devotees do not eat prasad. Devotees honor the favor of the Lord that is coming in this most wonderful form. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Siddha Bakula. And he saw Haridas Thakur slowly chanting his rounds. Lord Chaitanya asked, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Lord Chaitanya asked, "Can you ascertain the cause of your disease?" And Haridas replied. He said, "My Lord, kindly hear my plea." He said, "I am not able to complete the prescribed number of rounds that I chant of Krishna's holy names. Therefore, I am in a diseased condition." Srila Prabhupada writes a very short but powerful purport to this verse. He says that if one is not able to complete the prescribed rounds that he has been assigned or she has been assigned, it is to be understood that that person is in a spiritually diseased condition. And then Prabhupada says, knowing the difficulty of the people in the Western countries to chant large numbers of japa. We have prescribed a minimum of only 16 rounds every day. And such rounds have to be chanted loud enough so that you and others could hear it. And if one is not doing this every day, it is to be understood that they are in a diseased condition. Lord Chaitanya said to Thakur Haridas, he said, "You are very old. Please reduce the number of rounds you are chanting. You are already liberated. You have transcended the modes of material nature. You have achieved the perfection of life. There's no need for you to chant so much." Haridas, you have already broadcasted the glories of the holy name all over the world for the benefit of humanity. And you're already perfected your own life. You have fulfilled the purpose of your incarnation in this world. Now please, Haridas, reduce the number of rounds that you chant every day. Thakur Haridas, with folded hands and a faltering voice, replied, "Oh my Lord, please hear my plea. I am born in an inferior family. My body is abominable. I am always engaged in low works. Therefore, I am the lowest and most condemned amongst men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But yet, you have given me the opportunity to serve you. In giving me the opportunity to serve you, you have delivered me from the most horrible, hellish conditions, and you have elevated me to the platform of Vaikuntha." This is a very important statement. When the Lord grants us devotional service, He's granting us the platform of Vaikuntha. Haridas Thakur continued. He said, "My Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and your independent will is supreme. The whole world is dancing according to how you make it dance. And out of your causeless mercy, you have made me dance in so many ways. For example, although I am most sinful and most condemned, in an assembly of qualified Brahmins, in the house of Advaitacharya, you have given me the honors of taking the first remnants of the Shraddha. Although I have no qualification for such a thing, my dear Lord, you are always merciful to your devotee. And although I am not a devotee, I am only an imitation of your devotee, I have a very strong desire that I wish you to fulfill. I have had this desire, this one single desire in my heart for a very long time. I fear that very soon you will close your pastimes in this material world. My dear Lord, please do not make me see this closing chapter of your pastimes. before that day comes, let my body fall before you. This is my one cherished desire, my Lord. Allow me to take your most cherished, worshipable lotus feet and embrace them to my heart. Allow my eyes to gaze in your moon-like face, and let my tongue continuously chant your holy names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And in this state, take the life air from my life and allow me to fall at your feet. Please, my Lord, if it is possible by your mercy, fulfill my one single desire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was deeply moved. He said, Haridas, what are you saying? The only happiness that I find in this world is only in your association. Why? Why do you want to leave me behind? Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, why are you creating an illusion? I am most condemned. I am most abominable. You have millions and millions and millions of devotees, and each and every one of them is fit to sit on top of my head. They are all helping you in a very useful way in your pastimes. But I am useless. I am condemned. My Lord, if an insignificant insect dies, what is the loss to this world? If an ant dies, what is the loss to this material creation of yours? My Lord, please fulfill my desire. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur that he would return tomorrow and left to perform his noon duties. The next day in the morning, Lord Chaitanya, with all of his devotees in Puri, went to the house of Haridas Thakur. Haridas was addressed by Lord Chaitanya. What is the news, Haridas? And Haridas replied, the news is whatever mercy you bestow upon me. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his devotees to begin Nam Sankirtan. Fakreshwar Pandit was the lead dancer. Swarup Damodar was the lead singer. Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and all the devotees present were chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Thakur Haridas went and took the dust from the lotus feet of every devotee and placed it on his head. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain to his devotees his love to Haridas Thakur. As he was explaining the glories of Haridas Thakur with pure, unadulterated love, he was so enthused, he was so ecstatic, that it seemed as if he had five mouths. The devotees were struck with wonder in transcendental ecstasy. To hear the Lord praise his devotee with such deep affection. This is the difference between material consciousness and devotee consciousness. What is a true Vaishnava? Do we dare to even know? A true Vaishnava is defined by this principle in one of Prabhupada's beautiful purports. Is one who is never envious of anyone. A true Vaishnava is one who finds the greatest bliss in seeing someone else getting the mercy and the favor of the Lord. A Vaishnava finds the greatest happiness in seeing other devotees exalted and glorified. And if we are envious to that extent, we are not truly Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Haridas with five mouths simultaneously. Such enthusiasm. And all the devotees were enraptured to hear. Then Thakur Haridas went and again took the dust of the feet of every single devotee and placed it on his head in utter humility. Then he sat Lord Chaitanya down before him and took his lotus feet, those beautiful golden lotus feet that are the shelter of all existence, the shelter of all living entities and all spiritual and material worlds. And he pressed those feet with his two hands upon his heart and gazed at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus face. His eyes were like two bumblebees drinking the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus moon-like face. And with profuse tears streaming from Haridas Thakur's eyes, gazing at the beauty of the Lord, he repeatedly chanted with deep emotion, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And in the assembly of all the devotees, by Lord Chaitanya's grace, Haridas Thakur's life air left his body. As he lay there, lifeless, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became uncontrollably ecstatic in love for his devotee. The entire kirtan became tumultuous. The mridanga, the karatals, the enthusiasm and the love in the devotees' voices cried out Krishna's holy names. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maddened by his love, lifted up Haridas and placed him on his lap and then began to dance. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. He danced and he danced and he danced with Haridas Thakura's tears like torrents, rivers were flowing from his eyes, his hairs were standing on end, his limbs were trembling. With a choked voice, he was loudly chanting Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. While all the devotees seeing their beloved Haridas Thakur lifeless, he had left them. They were weeping in the agony of separation. But at the same time, seeing the Lord's love for his devotee, they were in ecstasy. They chanted and they danced and they chanted and they danced, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not give up the body of Haridas. Swarup Damodar Goswami somehow stopped the Lord from his dance and said, "My Lord, it is time for the last rites. We must perform the funeral ceremony. Let us make the arrangements." During that time, a palanquin was made, which resembled an airship. And they laid Thakur Haridas's body on that. They had a Nam Sankirtan procession from Siddhabakula to the ocean. Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing, Swarup Damodar Goswami and others were singing, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of love for his devotee, led the procession, dancing in ecstasy, until they arrived at the sea. There Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took the body of Haridas Thakur. That body that many condemned to be that of a malecha in a yavana. That body that was considered untouchable to materialistic so-called Brahmins and religionists. That body that was considered an outcast to people who had superficial conceptions of spirituality. The Supreme Personality of Godhead lovingly held that body and personally bathed it with his own hands in the waters of the sea. And then Sri Chaitanya proclaimed for all time to come that this sea is now a holy place of pilgrimage because it has bathed the body of Thakur Haridas. Lord Chaitanya bathed in the sea every single day. But his opinion was, now it has become a holy place of pilgrimage because it has bathed Haridas Thakur's body. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing Haridas' lotus feet, the devotees were drinking that water. Drinking the water and sprinkling it on their heads in ecstatic love. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought his body to the shore and with his own hands began to dig in the sand. No shovel. With his hands he was digging. And the devotees were helping him dig until there was a suitable hole in the ground. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Haridas Thakur's body lowered. They anointed his limbs with fresh, fragrant sandalwood pulp, which was the remnants of Jagannath. Then they placed upon his body Jagannath's remnants, some pieces of the silken rope that is used to pull Jagannath. And they put garlands and some of Jagannath's ornaments and clothes and Jagannath's prasad. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, very lovingly put the sand on Haridas's form amongst the devotees. After he was buried in his samadhi, the devotees run then and there, put a little shrine to commemorate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led all the devotees to take their bath in the sea, and then coming out of the sea, they circumambulated the samadhi mandir of Haridas Thakur. about four times, again and again. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into the town of Puri. He went to the Singhadwaram, the main gate entrance into Jagannath's temple. Near the Singhadwaram, the Mahaprasad of Jagannath is brought out in large quantities every day and given to shopkeepers to sell. Lord Chaitanya declared that today we are having a feast in the honor of the great Vaishnav Acharya Haridas Thakur. And Lord Chaitanya, taking the position of the most menial servant of his servants, went to each shop to beg alms from them for the feast. With tears of love in his eyes, he would beg each shopkeeper with his cloth open, "Please, in honor of Haridas Thakur, I beg some alms from you." And the shopkeepers, each one of them, and there were hundreds of them, they were bringing entire baskets of prasad. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "Lord Chaitanya, you please go home for a few minutes. We will do this begging." They were bringing so much prasad. Swarup Damodar Goswami said to each shopkeeper, "Just give four or five handfuls of each preparation. That's all. That will be more than enough." Here is Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lalita Sakhi, who is the most confidential assistant of Radha Damodar in the spiritual world, begging from ordinary people to glorify a Vaishnav. Soon there was huge amounts of prasad. Baninath Mishra and Kashi Mishra, they brought huge quantities of prasad. And then Lord Chaitanya came to serve the prasad. He began to serve each preparation. However, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so eager to satisfy his devotees that one handful of Lord Chaitanya was more than what five men could eat. That was his enthusiasm to serve. That was his enthusiasm. Just as his mouth, when he wanted to glorify the devotees, it was as if he had five mouths. When he wanted to serve the devotees, he had such love and such enthusiasm to serve. His hand held more than five people could eat. Swarup Damodar Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "My Lord, please let us serve, because nobody's going to eat until you eat." So he sat down with Brahmananda Bharati and Paramananda Puri, while Swarup Damodar Goswami, listen to this, these are the topmost devotees, were serving prasad. Swarup Damodar Goswami, most confidential associate, the Shiksha Guru of Raghunath Das Goswami, he's serving prasad to all the devotees. And everyone there, Jagadananda Pandit, one of the greatest Vaishnavas in conjugal ras, was serving all the devotees and guests. And there was Damodar Pandit and Shankar Pandit and Kashishwar Pandit. Who is Kashishwar? He was Ishwarapuri's personal servant. They're all serving. We should understand that serving prasad is not just a chore. It's a most exalted privilege. The most highly elevated Paramahamsas of Mahaprabhu's Leela are serving the prasad to the devotees. What is our right? What is our qualification to serve Krishna's prasad? We have none. It is out of causeless mercy that we are allowed such an exalted position. And let us carefully analyze, what is this exalted position? It's to take the most menial position of serving. The most exalted position is menial service. Swarup Damodar Goswami Jagadananda Shankar Pandit. Shankar Pandit was known as the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. During Lord Chaitanya's most intimate leela at night in the Gambira, when he was in such ecstasies, he would sometimes escape from his room and just go out and go mad in love. Shankar Pandit was assigned to stay alone with the Lord all night in his room of Gambira and keep the Lord's lotus feet on his lap like a pillow and massage him all night long. He was serving prasad with great enthusiasm, with great ecstasy to serve the Vaishnavas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wasn't allowed to serve the prasad. He wanted to serve. He wasn't allowed to. His devotees would not eat until... So for the satisfaction of his devotees, on the order of the Vaishnavas, he sat to eat. Or let us say, to honor. But the Lord eats, we honor. Because for him it's bhoga. But in the role of a devotee, he was honoring the prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was instructing the servants, give them more, give them more. And as he was eating prasad with all the devotees, he was still, give them more, give them more. In another place it explains how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Paramatma in everyone's heart. Therefore, when you're taking prasad, the Lord knows exactly what preparations you like. And he knows exactly what you want more. And he was ordering the servants, give him rasgulla. More, more, more. Give him sak. Give him shukta. More, more. Give him this nice cake. And he kept telling, give them more, give them more, until the devotees were fed up to their necks. And then, to honor Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to wash his hands, and then all the devotees washed their hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave each devotee a garland with his own hands, and with his own hands, he took sandalwood pulp and ornamented their limbs with that. Serving his devotees. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to everyone. He said that today we have honored this celebration of the passing of Haridas Thakur. How fortunate is anyone who in any way has participated in this most sacred event. Anyone who is in the kirtan of the passing of Haridas. Anyone who is there to bathe his body in the sea. Anyone who has honored this prasad or heard the kirtan in honor of Haridas. All of you will become most dear to Krishna. You will achieve the supreme mercy of Krishna. That is the power of Haridas Thakur. By the Lord's love and kindness, He has given me the association of Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya. But now, by the Lord's inconceivable will, He has taken away that association. Haridas Thakur is the Acharya of the chanting of the holy names. He has spread the holy name of Krishna in all directions. But now the Lord has taken him away from us. He was the crown jewel of this entire world. But now the world is bereft of that jewel. Everyone, very loudly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everyone, very loudly, with raised arms, call out, Jai Jai Haridas! Jai Jai Haridas! Jai Jai Haridas! And chant the holy names of the Lord. The devotees chanted the holy names in great love. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his abode of Gambira. As he was walking, he was simultaneously feeling the deep anguish of separation from his devotee. And at the same time, he was feeling ecstatic. This is something that cannot be understood with material consciousness. Actually, it can only be understood by the mercy of the Lord. We can theoretically comprehend certain things. But bhakti is about the experience of the heart. Yes, we could read books, learn philosophies, and cite them very wonderfully as scholars. But to actually experience, to actually understand truth, is only possible by the mercy of the Lord. And that mercy only comes upon one whom the Lord is pleased by. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed Haridas Thakur to be the crest jewel of all scholars. And Srila Prabhupada explains, how is Haridas Thakur such a scholar? Because he experienced, he realized Krishna's love. He realized how his service to the Lord, his pleasure to the Lord, was by promoting the chanting of the holy names, which is the essence of all knowledge. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kolona, Steva, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In the age of Kali, the only way of perfection is through the chanting of God's names. The Kali Santaran Upanishad explains that this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it is the essence of the Vedas. All the Vedic knowledge culminate in understanding the greatness of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everything can be realized through this process. So because Haridas Thakur had complete faith in the holy name of the Lord, therefore he was the greatest of all scholars. So yes, to understand spiritual subject matters is not a question of scholarship. It is not a question of fertile brain substance. It is only possible through our humility and our dedication to the service of the Lord. So how is it possible that in the passing of a great Vaishnava, a person can be simultaneously in total tribulation, heartbreaking anguish, and at the same time, in ecstasy? Factually, it is incomprehensible. But by the mercy of the Lord, it can be experienced. Thus, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned, feeling deep, deep separation from his devotee, who had returned back home, back to Godhead. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami summarizes the story by explaining how the Lord loves his devotee, how the Lord serves his devotee. On Haridas Thakur's order, which came in the form of a humble appeal, the Lord took his life. Although he was more dear to the Lord than life itself. The Lord was willing to bear intense, immense separation to fulfill the desire of his devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he danced with that body of Haridas. He bathed the body of Haridas. He worshipped the body of Haridas. He begged for Haridas. He glorified to the whole world the Namacharya. Srila Prabhupada explains that the Lord's mission of coming to this world is to deliver the fallen souls. And in this age of Kali, especially through Nam Sankirtan. And similarly, the Lord's associates, they come to this world and they remain in this world for the singular purpose, assisting the Lord in his mission of connecting people to the Lord for their ultimate deliverance. Haridas Thakur never claimed to be anyone great. Previously in the Mahaprakash Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his divine opulences to Haridas. He revealed himself to be Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan. And then he commanded Haridas Thakur to ask for benediction. Now Haridas Thakur, he had no home, he had no possessions, he had no wife, family, no bank account. He had nothing in this world. He just lived in caves, in jungles, begged some food from time to time. But he was constantly preaching the glories of the holy name and chanting minimum 192 rounds every day. 300,000 names. So Haridas Thakur was asked by Lord Chaitanya to ask for a benediction, and Thakur Haridas said, "I don't want anything." Haridas Thakur is said in our holy scriptures to manifest the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. When Narasingha Bhagavan ordered Prahlad to take a benediction, Prahlad said, "My Lord, if I take anything for my service from you, then I'm not a devotee. I'm a business person, banik. A devotee is surrendering. Manaso deho geho jo kichu mor arpilun tu aupade nanda kishor." Bhaktivinoda prays, "My body, my home, my wealth, my family, all my abilities, everything I have, I surrender to you, Nanda Kishore. Maro birako bi jo icha tohar nitya dasa prati tua adhikar." My Lord, if you want, you can sustain me. Or if you want, you can kill me. You have every right to deal with me in any way you please, because I am your eternal servant. That is the mood of a surrendered devotee. So Haridas Thakur said, "I don't want anything, my Lord. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will make me happy if you ask for something." The Lord is the supreme in debate. You cannot defeat him. But yet, the Lord is pleased to be defeated by his devotee. The Lord defeated Haridas. "You don't want anything, but I will be pleased if you ask for something." So Haridas defeated him. He asked for something. He said, "Let me be born every birth in such a place where I will get the remnants of the food that have been left from the plate of your devotee. Let that wealth be mine, the remnants of the food of your devotees. Let me be born as a dog or an insect in the vicinity of your devotee's home, so that when they throw the scraps of their remnants in the dustbin, I will get to eat it." And then Haridas became very ashamed. He said, "My Lord, I have no right to ask for such an exalted benediction as this. Please forgive me." That is why Thakur Haridas was chanting the name constantly. "Let me just be the servant of the servant of the servants, to honor and worship in the most menial way your servants." Lord Chaitanya was so ecstatic. He just roared in ecstasy, "Haridas, I grant you this benediction. That whoever sees you, whoever hears your chanting, whoever even hears your name, will get Krishna's supreme mercy." Fulfilled his innermost desire. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is conquered by the simplicity, the humility, and the love of his devotee. And how the devotees love each other, sharing the spirit of the Lord, is the innermost secret of the spiritual world. That is what we learn from this story. Our beloved Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj is performing his closing pastime in this material world. And how painful it is to observe it. However, we must understand this most glorious, wonderful lila through the eyes of the scripture. A devotee's body is the Lord's own property. Why? Because the devotee has surrendered his body, mind, words, and life to the service of the Lord. We remember the story of Sanatana Goswami. He had a very diseased body with itching, oozing, painful sores all over. Blood, pus. And he was thinking, let me put my body under the chariot wheel of Jagannath during the Ratha Yatra. In the presence of Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees chanting Sankirtan. Then, with his humility, he was thinking, then perhaps in that auspicious way, I will get a better birth in my next life. He didn't say. That was a secret in his heart that he was planning. But Mahaprabhu is Paramatma. He is the knower of all, from within and without. Vedaham samatitani varatamanani charjana babashani chabutani mam duperana kashtana. Krishna tells in Gita, I know everything that's happened in the past and all things that are yet to come in the future. And I know every living being. I know every thought, every desire. Krishna's watching from within. Our spiritual advancement does not come by how the people in the world see us. Because we could be clever and fool them. But spiritual progress is not about being clever. It's about being genuine and pleasing the Lord who is seeing within. And he never sleeps. Paramatma never goes to sleep. He's watching, listening 24 hours a day, birth after birth after birth. Doesn't that sound wonderful? He's our ever well-wishing friend. We shouldn't disappoint him. Hari Bol. What was I saying? Sanatana Goswami. Ah, oh, very good. Thank you. We have a Dvaitacharya Prabhu here too. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood Sanatana Goswami's heart. And one day he just spoke. He was staying with Haridas Thakur. He said to Haridas, he said, this man is a thief. This Sanatana Goswami is a thief. He wants to destroy another man's property. He's already surrendered his body to me. And now he wants to destroy my property. I have so many things I want to do through your body. My mother, by her order, I have to stay in Jagannath Puri. But I want you to go to Vrindavan to reestablish the holy places, to build beautiful temples and establish deity worship, to write books, extracting the essence of all the knowledge of the Vedas, pure devotional service in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, and by your own exemplary behavior to teach what is the etiquette and lifestyle of a Vaishnava, especially one in the renounced order of life. How dare you want to destroy the property that I will perform so many incredible services through? So a devotee surrenders their body to the Lord. Therefore, the devotee's body is Krishna's property. And Krishna can do whatever he wants with his property. He can empower our bodies to perform inconceivable, incomprehensible services. Or like Arjuna's chariot, when the Lord's desires, he can remove us from this body in any way he pleases. Now, what is the difference between a mystic yogi and a bhakta? A mystic yogi becomes completely detached from his body when he's in the perfect state, desireless. I have seen with my eyes mystic yogis. They can inflict any pain upon the body and just not care. I've seen them with 8 fires around them sitting in meditation in the heat of the sun from sunrise to sunset in the summer. Hare Krishna. And not move and not eat and not drink. I've seen others piercing their bodies with hooks all over the place. Seeing yogis whose sadhana is to meditate from sunrise to sunset, laying in dagger-like thorn bushes with blood oozing out of their bodies with all kinds of ulcers and sores. Just, and they're smiling. Evil. But what is a Vaishnava? A Vaishnava doesn't care about that. A Vaishnava becomes very soft-hearted and wants simply to please the Lord. A Vaishnava doesn't mind if his body feels pain or whatever. And even if he does mind, he's willing to endure it for the service of the Lord. A devotee is willing to endure anything and remain faithful to Krishna. The Christians glorified Jesus. It's not that he was just on the cross just saying Om. He was suffering. But because he was suffering in the service of the Lord, that's love. Prabhupada had heart attacks, seasickness. He writes about it in his diary. He endured amazing pain for the service of the Lord, faithful to the Lord. That is the glory of a Vaishnava. That is love. Not just love is not about indifference. Love is about surrender. There's that famous, I oftentimes quote this tape of Prabhupada. where an Indian scholar was challenging Prabhupada. Krishna told Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita the non-permanent appearance, mamupechatu kontaya punarjanmanav, I'm sorry, what is that verse? Matra svarashastu kontaya sitosna sukadukata agama payano nityasthams tatiksha svabharata. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O Skyan of Bharat, and one should learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. This professor knew the verse. So then why, after hearing this and realizing this, when Abhimanyu was killed on the battlefield, Arjuna, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Nakula, Sahadev, Draupadi, and even Subhadra were all weeping and crying in agony that Abhimanyu was dead? Arivo, you're not supposed to be disturbed by these things. Would you like to hear Prabhupada's answer? He said, it's natural to be disturbed when your son dies. That's nature. That's natural. He said, but his service to Krishna was not disturbed. Even bearing the wound of his heart, of that pain, which is more difficult than any physical pain. Arjuna had all kinds of arrows piercing his body and everything. That was painful. But not as much as the pain of the arrow in the heart of the death of his son. In such an unfair way. Prabhupada said, he carried on with his service. He carried on with his faithful devotion. His service was not disturbed, which means his service attitude, his attachment to Krishna. So in all conditions, a devotee, even if physically and mentally being tormented by situations, a great devotee of the Lord never gives up his longing for Krishna. Following in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur, every day I see Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, no matter what happens, he chants 20 rounds minimum of japa. And he told me many times in great confidence, since the day he was initiated, he never missed chanting minimum of 20 rounds every day. And I told him, Maharaj, you know, sometimes he's just struggling and straining to chant. I say, Maharaj, you know, you don't have to do it now. You've done it all these years. You've performed such immense, amazing service. You've induced thousands and thousands and thousands of people to chant the holy names. But in the spirit of Haridas, he said, no, I must please Prabhupada by keeping my word. That was the example of Haridas Thakur. The example of Raghunath Das Goswami, Sankhya Purvaka Nama, Prabhupada quotes from Srinivasacharya's Goswami Astakam. That even though Raghunath Das Goswami was on the highest platform of Prayojana Jnana, experiencing the highest rasas of being a maidservant of Sri Radhika at Radha Kund, still, he would chant minimum 100,000 names of Krishna a day, 200,000 names of Krishna a day, 2 lakhs every day. And without fail, he would offer obeisances to the deities and the devotees many thousands of times a day. It explained that the regulative principles of Raghunath Das Goswami were like the lines in stone. So deep and unchangeable. Haridas Thakur is Namacharya. So yes, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, it breaks our heart into hundreds and millions of pieces to see the condition of his body. Vaishnavas are not insensitive to that. It's not that we just say, you're not the body. No, we feel for the condition. Srila Prabhupada explained that when the spiritual master is in a painful condition or in a diseased condition, it's for several reasons. One is accepting the sins of his disciples and accepting the sins of the world. Two is to give an opportunity for those who are sincere to feel a very deep, intense spirit of service to the spiritual master in that condition. Madhavendra Puri was the highest of all Vaishnavas. Yet he was in such a condition at the end of his life that his disciple had to clean his stool and urine from his body. And Madhavendra Puri was crying, weeping out, I have not reached Krishna. O Lord of Mathura, I have not reached you. Therefore my mind is in great anxiety. What am I to do? And he was begging his disciple, Ishwar Puri, to help him remember Krishna. And Ishwara Puri's service was cleaning his guru's stool and urine, helping his body, and constantly telling the leelas and the teachings of Krishna, and chanting the names of Krishna to help his guru remember Krishna. And Madhavendra Puri, his love was the seed of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's entire mission. Is that comprehensible? Yes. If we have the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we can comprehend these things, at least to some extent. Srila Madhavendra Puri was feeling pain in his heart and separation, and humbly asking his disciple to tell him about Krishna and help him. That's the nature of a humble soul. That's the nature of love. So we should not be confused. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he put his body through such severe austerities. For years, he was the top book distributor in ISKCON, putting in the longest hours. He wouldn't even, when he was doing the sets of Prabhupada's books in the colleges, he wouldn't eat until late at night when all the colleges were closed, because he didn't want to waste a moment that he could be distributing Prabhupada's books. He surrendered his body. He surrendered his mind. He surrendered his heart and soul. And although at this time he is going through a very, very inconceivable physical situation, still, he's totally faithful. He's faithful to please Prabhupada by chanting the holy names and pleading with devotees to tell him about Krishna. And eager, so eager for Krishna. Despite all the apparent needs of his body, his core, essential purpose of everything is just to please Prabhupada. To please the devotees. It's a transcendental consciousness to be afraid of forgetting Krishna. To be afraid of forgetting Krishna at the time of death. That is a humble transcendental state. That's a feeling of separation. So when I am with Maharaj every day for several hours sometimes, I very much remember the wonderful attributes and qualities of Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually taught the world through Haridas Thakur of how to live and how to leave. Let us be very, very, very grateful. And with faithful hearts, to honor and love with gratitude this great soul, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Shall we have dancing kirtan? It will help you to have deeper enthusiasm when you honor prasad.